Julian, you could have had a touchdown yesterday, but it was called back after a long punt return that you had for a touchdown. Did Patrick Chung apologize to you afterwards for getting that guy in the back at the start of the return?
Yeah, he apologized, but you never get mad at a guy for working his butt off for you. So, you know, it's one of those plays that, you know, guys going aggressive to try to get the unit an opportunity to make an explosion play and, you know, maybe didn't get the right side of them. And, you know, you'll never get mad for someone working hard.
Hey, Julian, so obviously I just want to get your take on this, your opinion. You know, Jonas Gray, obviously great game against the Colts, 201 yards, comes in, sleeps in. Maybe he tweets a little bit, maybe he doesn't. But coach doesn't like it, right, so he sits him. I mean, I guess, forget about whether it's right or wrong. What do you tell Jonas Gray at this point? As a veteran guy who's been around long enough to kind of know what's right and wrong, do you talk to him just to make sure he doesn't, I guess, get in the tank and give up on himself and just realize, like, you know, it happens to everybody?
You know, I personally don't necessarily talk to, you know, the guys like that. I try to just lead by example by, you know, getting in and trying to give 100% of what I have towards our preparation and our practice and getting back on the field and all that kind of stuff. You know, just so you don't ever have an opportunity to slip. You know, hopefully he doesn't get in the tank. You know, it's going to show a lot about him, how he comes out and works. But, you know, I really don't have a place in even saying anything about this because, you know, I'm another guy. That's more of what a coach's got to do, I guess.
Hey, Julian, I mean, you guys, Chicago, Denver, Indy, Detroit, number one defense in football. The fact that now you get Green Bay next week and then the division San Diego. The fact that there is no, like, let up. I mean, there's all these teams you're playing are good teams. Does that actually help you guys not get too far ahead? Maybe start thinking, you know, the guys are indeed the best team in the NFL?
You know, we've been saying the last, like, 6 weeks, this is the biggest game of the year. This is the biggest game of the year. And, you know, in this league, that's really what it is. I mean, everyone is good. Even when the teams don't have the record or the stats that some of the other teams have, I mean, we only get one game a week. And, you know, if you don't execute and go out, we can't afford to have a down day or down this, because games are just too valuable. So, you know, we just kind of try to work on what we have to do through that week of preparation. And, you know, get things done and then try to do work on Sundays.
Julian Edelman with us. Patriots beat the Detroit Lions yesterday 34-9. Julian, if your fingers were as strong as Odell Beckham's, would you have been able to hold on to that ball that you dove for on the deep ball from Brady?
You know, I don't know how strong his fingers are.
Did you see the catch? Did you see the catch last night in the Giants game?
Yeah, it was a very good catch, but, you know, I don't know. You know, different circumstances, different play. So that's all I got to say about that.
All right, so real quick, let's just shift gears real quick. You know, it's gobble day, turkey day. I mean, what's the best, what's Julian Edelman's favorite dish on Thanksgiving?
My mom makes this red cabbage. It's like a dish that her mom used to make for her. It's called roll call. I love it. It's kind of like a sweeter red cabbage dish. You get a little of that, and you mix it with, like, the green bean casserole and, you know, the sweet potatoes. I really do think it's a great accent of my mom's.
Roll coal? Say that again, roll coal?
Roll coal.
Never heard of it.
No, me neither.
You know, I don't know if your jaws are too strong enough, like you said, my fingers aren't strong enough for that. To eat that stuff, though. But
wait, hold on. Why do you need strong jaws to get through it? I don't understand.
I don't know. I'm just trying to crack a joke.
Why do you, Tim? Just ruined it. Ruined your joke.
Go ahead, Christian. What are you gonna say?
Oh no! Hey, listen. Obviously, you guys have been playing great, and you know, you talk about you know, people believing in this team, not believing in this team. You know, based on the negativity that was present, you know, 7 weeks ago. What's the locker room like now? I mean, is the attitude still there? I mean, because it says everything's working. Every game plan that you guys put together seems to work. You go against the Colts, you're going to run the football, it works. You're going to go against, you know, the number one ranked, you know, rush defense in the NFL. You guys don't run it. Tom throws it 53 times. I mean, is it, you know, what's the mood like? I mean, is it, does it change, or are you guys allowed to have any fun whatsoever, or is it no matter what, right back to business?
I mean, I would say that the mood is focused, you know, it's fun to win. So the more focused you can be to prepare for everything that's going on for the next week, I mean, you have a lot of fun when you go out and win. That's what we try to do around here, and we got a lot of guys that are buying into how we do things around here, with, you know, taking practice and film and you know, all the study work very seriously. So I'd say that the locker room is pretty focused.
Listen, Julian,
doesn't mean we can't go out here and not focus this week. I mean, it's, you know, we got to be consistent and try to keep on doing it. And, you know, I tell you right now, we got a bunch of hungry guys that looks like we can keep on doing this.
All right, listen, if you could compare winning, just the act and the art, I guess, of winning,
uh-oh,
what experience would you compare it to? Why are you giggling, Lou?
It's just a setup. I know you're setting him up.
I'm not setting him up for anything. What would I set him up for? I'm just at the
what? I'm gonna direct this a different way. I don't know, you know, if I like winning more than I hate losing. So, you know,
nice job on that one. Nice job on that one.
You know, we're gonna leave it at that. It's because I hate losing, and you know, you love winning, but once you win, you got to go do it again next week. So, you know, if you lose, it ruins everything. So I'll leave it at that one.
Have you guys even surprised yourself here in this stretch, Julian? Because I mean, it's not just, you're not just winning. I mean, it's just crushing people by 20 plus every night.
You know, we're not really surprised. We got, you know, a confident group of guys, and confidence is built through, you know, the off season preparation, OTAs, mini camps, training camps, and you saw that we had, you know, or we saw that we had a good group that, you know, that wants to go out and compete every week to the fullest of our ability. And anytime you can have a team that wants to continually to try to improve, usually good things happen. So, you know, we just got to try to get better.
Well, Julian, we heard your car pulling up and dinging before, so we assume that you've just pulled up to the grocery store to get some red cabbage. We'll let you go, but thank you a lot for joining us, and best of luck next week against Green Bay, all right?
Definitely. I'll be sure to work on my finger strength for you.
Got to work on the finger strength like Odell Beckham. I want to see every ball caught with just two fingers from now on.
Yeah, two finger. We'll do two finger catches now.
All right, thanks. Julian Edelman.